Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When British rock star Liam Gallagher's father took a hammer and struck his mother, he blamed God. Quote, "I stopped believing in God because of what happened to me," he said, explaining that he and his mother and two brothers were forced to move into an apartment and start another life. Yes, blame God. "I've never quite been able to understand why God becomes the whipping boy for all human failure, instead of the refuge to whom we run when people fail us and situations develop that are hostile to us. If God mechanically dictated the conduct of people who are no more than robots without a will of their own, then the owner-operator of the universe could be held accountable. But to blame God for human failure is logic badly flawed. The fact is, we live in an imperfect, broken world. I remember one week in particular that was a hard one for me. A very good friend dying with cancer of the brain has been given 4 weeks to live at best. Two other friends face surgery for cancer. The 2-year-old daughter of a family friend drowned in a swimming pool accident. Another friend, a capable writer and pastor for whom I had a great deal of respect, fell from a ladder and was pronounced brain dead, leaving behind 2 daughters and a wife. A Christian performer who does children's music tells kids that if they will pray, God will send an angel to protect them. True, the Psalms tell us that the angel of the Lord camps round about them who fear him. But this is not to suggest that for believers there is a safety net that will protect us from all human failure, along with the vagaries and the accidental happenings of an imperfect world. Must blame be established for everything? Lacking an understanding of the impact of sin in our world, we tend to blame God for things we dislike, which makes us more comfortable in our decision to put our backs to Him and go the opposite direction. We mistakenly think that this relieves us of moral responsibility and lets us off the hook for our own failures. Take time to turn to Psalm 37 in your Bible. Read how David assessed some of the struggles with his life, the issue of human suffering and failure, and who is responsible is as old as humanity itself. 3,000 years ago, David struggled with this very issue. David had many reasons why he could have tried to hold God accountable for trouble. He could have said, "Look, God, Samuel anointed me as king, something you ask him to do. And ever since, Saul has hunted me as an animal and sought to kill me." Instead, David turned to the Lord and cried out, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. I take refuge in him." The term rock was one of David's favorite expressions for God. He met him there. In Psalm 61, David cried out, "From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock who is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe." In times of difficulty, your attitude makes all the difference in the world. Instead of blaming God, run to Him. Pour out your heart to Him in prayer. Let the Holy Spirit bring His comfort, the comfort of His presence, and speak to your troubled heart. Strive to remember that someday some things will make sense and we will understand. But in the meanwhile, we have His promise. He will never leave us and never forsake us.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.